Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, I had this message that I thought I would be bringing this morning, and God reminded me of how many people are going through various things at this time. And so many of us may forget what an honor it is to be able to pray for somebody else. Many times we want prayer, but we forget the honor God has bestowed on us to be able to pray. And so many would say, well, why is it an honor to pray? Well, first of all, it's an honor because it says in the Bible that one should always pray. So if one should always pray, and God has given you the ability to pray, then that's what we're going to do on today. And so I have sent my family a text and let them know a few people that I will be praying for today, because some of them, you know, are in the hospital, been in the hospital and things of that sort. And so I thank God that Jesus, the greatest intercessor, is interceding for each and every one of us. And so I will begin with prayer. And I will start it off with just a basic prayer. But then I will let the Holy Ghost lead me, even with the prayer that it's going to be a basic prayer. It's going to be based off of that for which God has already used his word to teach us how to pray. And I would like to ask you, how many of you, not that you're going to answer on the air today, but how many of you know that it's an honor to be able to pray? How many of you know that God lets us know that even the rocks would cry out, you know, for us and for various things. And so to be able to pray, my. If you'll look at the warfare that comes against prayer, it'll help you to understand not just the art of prayer, but why so many people come against things of prayer. I remember when my sister, Minister Sheila, used to pray, and oftentimes we would even if we didn't laugh, we would just be like, wow, she's praying for everything and everybody. And it's just an honor. I cannot even begin to tell you how my mother prayed, and how my spiritual mother, Apostle Sandra Thomas, would teach us how to pray, and how sometimes her son that we would call Deacon Freddie, he would tell her, Mama, they ain't praying nothing. And everybody said that he was special needs, but he knew when people were competing, he knew when people were praying for real, he just knew. And so if you would go with me, I actually want you to look at the words to this particular prayer as I pray it. So I'm going to tell you where it is just so that you can go and look at it. And I'm sure many of you already know where it is, but before we begin with the prayer, I just want you to do one thing, not just for me, but for yourself. I want you to think about the things you need to repent for. I want you to think about the things that you have done or not done that God has called you to do. And when you think about those things, I want you to actually repent. I want you to actually go to God in repentance, letting him know that you're not apologizing, saying that you're sorry, but you're actually saying to him, God, I repent, which means that you're going to turn away from that thing. You're going to ask him for the strength to turn away from that thing. You're going to ask him for the empowerment to turn away from that thing and to never return to it again. So that on today, when we pray, we know that not only does God hear us, but we understand the words of the model prayer. Because the model prayer actually starts off with a type of correction. And it starts off Matthew 6, verse 5, it says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in synagogues, on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by man or men, depending on whatever version you're reading. And it also says, surely I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. So in this manner, therefore pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And then it says, amen. And yet, Father, we're going to continue with this prayer. Father, we're going to call out a few names before you, God. And of those names and of those people, we call out Ellie and Presley and Tatum and Brandon and Michaela, and Junior, and Stan, and Stanley, and T, and Margot, and Juan. And we call out the whole Kaiser family. God, we call out a special precaution. God, that you would go into his bronchial, and his lungs, and his blood vessels, and open them up. And not only open them up, God, but any infection, any hindrance that are there, God, we ask you to obliterate them and annihilate it. Make it easy for him to breathe. Make it easy for him to speak. God, give him ease in breathing. Something that we take for granted, God, to be able to breathe in and breathe out. Something, God, that we do so effortless that we forget to thank you for every breath that we breathe. We forget to thank you for the nose that you gave us to inhale. For the nose that you gave us to exhale. For the mouth that you've given us that we can even breathe in our mouth and breathe out our mouth, God. We thank you for our larynx and our tracheas and our lungs that you've given us so that we can have the capillaries and the bronchia work together to exchange the carbon dioxide and the oxygen. Yes, we thank you for it. Some people are having problems with their capillaries and their bronchia in order to breathe, whether it's from them narrowing, God, or from them being clogged with mucus and phlegm and different things, and bacteria and viruses. COVID killed so many. RSV has hindered so many from having the proper healing. They're calling things the long-term COVID, the short-term COVID, this or that. They're saying you have Class A flu or B or C. They got different types of classes to even the flu. They got bird flu. They got this flu and that flu. We ask you, God, to clear the airways because the oxygen not only goes into our capillaries, but it goes to every part of our body. We need the oxygen in our brains for our brains to operate. We need the oxygen in our hands and our feet and our extremities in order for them to stay alive, to live, so that it won't be necrotic. God, we ask you that you would even go on the highways and the byways with Stanley as he's traveling. Not only traveling on the airways, God, but traveling in the vehicles and where he sleeps, God. We ask you that you will make sure that even the places that he stays and sleeps, that the air is clear and that he can easily breathe and that he can easily eat and that he can easily walk to and fro in that place and in the various places that he goes. We ask you for traveling mercy and that you'll give him favor in the homes that he enters into and the businesses that he enters into. We ask you for favor, unprecedented favor, like only you can do. We ask you, God, to give him the wisdom of what to say and how to say it. And that the people would say, I want to do business with this young man. In the name of Jesus, open the doors for him that no man can shut, and shut the doors for him that no man can open. We ask you, God, to go by and heal Ellie and her finger and her runny nose. The cold that she has, Presley's invisible poo-poo, as she said. Heal, heal, heal. Little BK, big BK, heal McCabe. Cleanse their whole house so that it'll be germ-free, virus-free, God, in the name of Jesus. Go by and see Junior. Heal his congestion. Heal him from his head to his toe, from the inside out.
keep him warm when he's going to and fro to work and the weather is cold outside. Keep him warm, God. Protect him, cover him. Traveling mercy for everyone, God, and especially Junior. In the name of Jesus. Whatever's going on with Stan, from his head to his toe, from the inside out, no virus, no bacteria, no anything will hinder him from not only doing the job that he wants to do, but the job that you've called him to do. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory. Any sinus, any lungs, any throat condition, any gastric conditions, any respiratory conditions, heal them in the name of Jesus. Any conditions that I need to pray for people that I haven't prayed, I thank you, Jesus, for being the greatest intercessor and praying for them. God, give Pinky rest on this side of heaven. Help her to relax and to go and do the things she needs to do to care for Carlton while he's healing, and little Carlton and Carvon and Hector and anyone else that enters her home. God, go by the house of Juan and touch everybody in the house, giving them ease in their breathing, giving them ease in their blood pressure, giving them ease in their appetite. Bless them, God, financially, economically. Bless them with peace that surpasses all understanding that only you can give, and cause them to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for it all. Heal him while he's hurting. Heal T where she's hurting. Heal Lulu where she's hurting. Heal Yak and Wiggles where they're hurting. We ask you, God, that even in the diagnosis and the outcomes that you bring to her for her biopsy, God, that she'll look to you and give you all the glory and all the praise for healing her and bringing her through. God, we even ask you for a special prayer for Michaela's mother as she's dealing with chemo and the various things, and her father and her brother. In the name of Jesus, console her, strengthen her as she prays, God, for her mom and her dad and her brothers and her children and her husband. In the name of Jesus, give her an unrelenting, selfless desire to be a blessing to her family, her children, her parents, and even those of us that are in love, not in laws, but in love. We ask you, God, to go by Minister Sylvia's house. Not only heal and touch her, but heal and touch Granny Puppy. Give them the wisdom of how to care for Granny Puppy. Make her one of the happiest pets that she's ever had an encounter, but also healthy, in the name of Jesus. Even Brandon's cat. Make them whole and healthy and happy. Go by and visit Minister Margo and encourage her. Heal her and make her whole. In the name of Jesus. Go by the house of Pastor Troy and heal, deliver, and set free. Go by the house of Prophet Anton and heal, deliver, and set free. Go by the house of Pastor Dolores. Heal, deliver, and set free.
go by the house of Dr. Serena Wright and heal, deliver, and set free. Bless her genius that she has, that he'll be protected, and that he'll do great things for your glory. In the name of Jesus, go by the house of Minister Ron and Mother Tony and heal them, deliver them, and set them free. Bless them from their head to the toe, to the inside out. God, we ask you to go by the home of Reverend Long. Touch him from his head to his toe. Heal his mind. Heal his heart. Deliver him and set him free. Tell Satan to let him go. In the name of Jesus, encourage him, God. Go by the house of Elder Bobby Brown, God. Heal him, deliver him, and set him free and make him whole like never before. Every sibling, every loved one in Detroit, every sibling, every loved one, every cousin, uncle, aunt in Ohio, God, in the name of Jesus. Many have lost loved ones. Deliver them, set them free. Teach them, God, how to call on you when they try to call on everybody else. But teach them, God, how to call on you. They've tried various alcohols and stimulants and various things. But teach them, God, not to try you, but to suck with you, God. You're not a gap filler. You are the answer. Thank you for being a God that teaches us the importance of interceding for one another. Thank you, Abba Father, for teaching us that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which it sent it. Thank you, God, for teaching us the power in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that's above every name. Thank you, God, for perfecting those things that concern you and that we, God, concern you. We concern you so much, God, that you sent your only begotten Son to be the propitiation and our substitute for every sin that we've ever committed or will commit. Thank you, God, for teaching us how your mercy endures every moment. And how you don't forsake the works of your hand. And not only are we the works of your hand, God, but you breathe breath into us to make us live and to cause us to live. And that very breath, God, is the thing that so many on today are having problems with, breathing. God, and it isn't by happenstance or mistake that the enemy is coming against the breathing, the very breath of your people. For you said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Give us ease in our breathing so that we can ask and request and petition you for the things that not only that we need, but others need. And cause us to know that when we pray, that we can believe that we've already received it. Because you told us that we could ask. So we're asking. We're asking you, God, and we're seeking you diligently while we can find.
And we're trusting you, God, because we know it shall be done. Your word in Ezekiel 22, verse 30 says, excuse me, thus I have searched among them for someone who would build a wall or stand in the breach before me to keep me from destroying the land. But I found no one. Verse 31 says, therefore I have poured out my fury upon them. With my fiery wrath, I have consumed, bringing down their ways upon their heads. Oracle of the Lord. God, I ask you for your mercy and for your grace and for your love. And for your grace for everyone that has made a vow to you and haven't kept it. For everyone that has forgotten the honor and the privileges that you've given us. For you've taught us how he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Teach us how to remain in that place of abiding, to remain in that place of being a refuge and a fortress. That's what you are to us, God. You're our hiding place. You're our refuge and our fortress. You're our deliverer. You're our cover. You are our shield and our buckler. And so many times, God, we forget to abide in you. Because not only do you give us favor, God, not only do you give us protection, but you're a God of many blessings. And even one blessing from you, God, would bless us for all of eternity. We thank you for giving us the keys to bind and to loose. Because whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we thank you for giving us the ability to bind and to loose. Not only in the precepts and the concepts of life, God, but in the very walk and in the very worship and in the very principles of sharing your word from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We ask you to heal America, heal our government. What an honor and a privilege it would be to have politicians that love you with all of their heart, that they would do nothing to hurt your people. Everything they would do would be because they were listening to you. They were keeping their ear to your mouth. My God. They were keeping their mouth and their minds to your heart so that they could obey you, God. To be lovers of God and not of themselves. To hunger and thirst after your righteousness. To abide in your Holy Spirit. To allow your all-consuming fire to protect them, to perfect them, to make them whole again. for every insecurity and every anxiety will be burned away through your fire, your magnificent fire. Breathe on us again. Breathe in us again, God. Breathe for us again, God. The enemy wants to take away our very breath that we use to speak, that we use to pray, that we use to preach, that we use to minister, that we use to manifest your gospel and share it from the north to south, the east and the west, generationally, our seed and our seeds. We surrender to you, God, from our heads to our toes. We surrender our eyes. We surrender our noses, our mouths, our ears. We surrender our tongues, our hearts. We surrender our arms, our hands. We surrender our feet, our legs, every cavity, every organ, every blood vessel, every ligament, every bone. For even Adam had enough sense to say that the woman you gave him was flesh of his flesh. We thank you for being the flesh of the Word, for Jesus was the Word made flesh. We ask you that you would cause this flesh of ours to line up with your Word so that we can be a walking, living epistle read of man that resembles the Word made flesh. We want to emulate Jesus, his yoke-destroying anointing. We want to emulate Jesus and his obedience to you. We want to emulate Jesus so that your expectations of us and our destinies will be fulfilled. We want to emulate Jesus so that we'll have great gratitude and thanksgiving and praise for you. We want to emulate Jesus so that we'll be connected to your wisdom. And not only will we ask you for it, but we'll walk thereby in your wisdom, in your victory, in your new wine, in your faithfulness, in your excellence, in your love, in your obedience. You're the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And we surrender again and again and again. We correctly and properly surrender. Jehovah Nisi, we surrender. Jehovah Jireh, we surrender. Great Redeemer, we surrender. Holy One, we surrender. Adonai, we surrender. My God, my Father, my everything, we surrender. Jesus Christ, we surrender. Alpha and Omega, we surrender. The beginning and the end, we surrender. The first and the last, we surrender. All-knowing God, we surrender. Ever-present God, we surrender. All-powerful, all-knowing, all-teaching God, we surrender. We adore you, God. We surrender. We cherish you, God. We surrender. We obliterate and annihilate anything
as far as the lust of the flesh, of the lust of the eyes, of the pride of life that will cause us to have doors open and interest as to anything that will cause us to be contrary to your word and your will in our life. If our destiny has died, we ask you to resurrect it. If our zeal for you has calmed down, we ask for you to resurrect it. If our worship and praise for you, ooh, has been dumbed down, God, we ask you to resurrect it. If our reverence and sincere fear for you has been tainted, we ask you to resurrect it. Resurrection power and anointing in our lives, every area of our lives, and the power and the authority in Jesus' name, God, if it's not manifesting in our lives, we actually can resurrect it. Anything that's in our lives that's causing us not to honor you, not to respect you, not to revere you, God, obliterated, annihilated. Resurrect everything that we need in our lives, God, in order to be walking, living epistles read of men. And what they read is you, not us, God, but you. Because, God, your word reminds us that blessed be the Lord, my rock and my kin, my firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My steadfast love, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues the people under me, God. You subdue them for your glory. You prepare the table before us in the presence of our enemies for your glory. You cause us to walk in the whole armor of God for your glory. You've given us the loins of truth and the breastplate of righteousness for your glory. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ for your glory. You've given us a shield of faith for your glory. You've given us the helmet of salvation for your glory. You've given us the sword of the spirit of prayer, patience, and that's why we're praying to you on this morning, God, for your glory. Be glorified in every prayer that we pray. God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the honor and the privilege to pray for your people. Jesus, we thank you for any and everyone that we may not have called out their name, God, yet Jesus already is calling out their name. Thank you. Thank you. For traveling mercy every time we forgot to ask you for it. Every time we forgot to thank you for it. We thank you for the highways and the byways, the traveling mercy. The airways, the traveling mercy. The seas and the water that we, been in ships on. And the times that we walked here and there. And the transportation that you've given us from here to there, God, for the traveling mercy. The ability to sit next to someone and they're coughing and they're choking and they're releasing various bacteria and viruses and you've protected our lungs. You've protected our skin. You've protected us when we've eaten food and we've forgotten to say our grace. Mama, mama, my God, you've protected us. In our sleep, you've protected us. When we've been awake, you've protected us. When people have had ill will towards us, you've protected us. Mama, teach us to thank you for everything all the time. Thank you for the breath. Thank you for the oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange again and again and again. Thank you when we walk up and down the stairs that they've been intact. Because somebody stepped on the stair and somebody walked up high, and whether it was an earthquake or whatever, they fell through. We thank you for the very stairs that we've taken for granted, for the very chairs that we've taken for granted, for the very cars and trucks and SUVs and planes and boats that we've taken for granted. But not life. I hear you, God. The breath we breathe. It seems so automatic. But it's automatic because you created it that way. Thank you for the breath. My God, thank you for the breath. Yes, God, thank you for the breath. Thank you for every breath, God. We go to the doctor and they count our pulse and they take our blood pressure and they count our breaths, and we are not saying thank you for the vital signs that you've given us. Thank you for every time they were too slow or too fast or too high or too low, God. And you come by, and you've given it a normal all over again. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I can't thank you for the breath. I can't thank you for the breath enough, God. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you for the breath that we breathe. I can't thank you for the time that we've taken it for granted, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for the breath. In the beginning, okay, let's breath. When the doctor thanked us, he gave us breath. When we were in our mother's womb, you gave us breath. God, I thank you for the children and their breath. So many were blue babies. God, I thank you for the breath. So many are suffering from various breathing disorders, COPDs and emphysemas and asthmas and sleep apneas and this or that. God, thank you for the breath. Whether you give us oxygen and various apparatus to help us breathe or breathing treatments or butyrol, thank you for the breath, God. Thank you for every time the various things have been in our lungs or in our noses or in our throats that try to cause us not to be able to breathe, that you've given us the ability to breathe once again. Thank you for the breath. You've given me close to 62 years of breath. My. How many times have I not thanked you? I repent, Father God.
for not thanking you for the very breath.
The ease of breathing, I thank you. Even if the breath was difficult, I thank you. Because you still gave, my God, my God. Thank you, God, for every breath that we breathe. Thank you, God, that the rocks don't have to cry out for us.
Thank you, God.
Somebody can't breathe today because of congestive heart failure. But you still gave them breath to breathe. Someone's taking their last breath on today. And I ask you before they take it, God, that they will repent and become one of your children. Someone was just in a car accident. Someone was just shot or stabbed. My God, my God. Even if it's the 11th hour, save them, save them, save them on today, God. Thank you for the protection. And thank you for the breath.
In the name of Jesus, we take not the breath that you've given us for granted. We take not your protection and your angels that are encamped all around us. Amen. For every pet you've given us, we thank you. For every doctor, we thank you. For every nurse, we thank you. For every technician, we thank you. For every first responder, we thank you. For every military person, we thank you. For every service person, we thank you. For every politician that's going to get saved on today, we thank you. We ask you to go into the countries where they're at war, God, and cause them to thank you, to give you all the glory and all the praise. We pray for Israel. We don't get caught up on who's Israel and who's not Israel. For when we pray for Israel, God, we know that you know your people. We didn't call any country out. We called out the name of Israel because that's what you said to pray for Israel, wherever they are, whatever country they're in, whatever dialect they speak, every Gentile, every creation, we pray for them that they will have the ease and the breath that they breathe, that they will cause you to know that they love you and adore you. They call on you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank you for joining us on today. We thank you for praying with us and for us on today. We thank you that you will be a part of our program on tomorrow, Iron Sharpening Iron, which will be the second Monday of the month, which is supposed to be Pastor Troy. And if he's available, he will minister. And if he's not, we will have a ram in the bush. That's right, because we are all so ready. And that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then if you come back on Wednesday, Minister Sylvia will be doing her podcast. So please join her for her podcast. She generally does it at 4 p.m. and that's Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then if you come by again on Friday night for Minister Sylvia, once again, it's usually her and Prophet Antoine, but he's on a vacation. We don't know for how long, but he's out doing whatever the Lord has him doing, where and where he's doing. So you can come by on that night. It's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that was Monday. That was Wednesday. and that was Friday. Now on Sunday, you can come back to listen to us again or pray with us, whatever the Lord gives me to do, on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time or 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just know this, that Smile3E, we are determined to obey God. And if you have a prayer request and you did not get an opportunity to let us know what you wanted us to pray or who you wanted us to pray for, I would ask you to please contact Minister Sylvia Kaiser on Facebook, and I'm sure she will pray for you during any of the times that we've already told you about, on Sunday, on Monday, on Wednesday, or even Friday. Or she may just pray for you right then, or she may call and say, you know, Cecilia, let's pray for this person or that person. And one thing you can be assured of is we know that it's an honor and a privilege to pray, and not only pray, but to pray for somebody else. Why? Because Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for each and every one of you. So he's our greatest example. And he's not sitting on the right hand of the Father praying for himself, but it says he's making intercession. And that's why each one of us are called to intercede for one another. So whether you're calling in on a Monday when it's Dr. Serena Wright on the first Monday, or second Monday when it's Pastor Thorne, or the third Monday when it's Minister Sylvia, or the fourth Monday when it's Minister Ron and Elder Tony, or you're calling in on the fifth Monday when it's Reverend Lawrence Seabury, you will be blessed, because that program is called Iron Sharpening Iron. And don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. Which is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until tomorrow at 8 p.m., we'll see you then. And you may say, well, you didn't do a closing prayer. Ah, you missed it, baby, if you're saying that. So we prayed the whole time. All right. So until tomorrow, bye-bye. Thank you.